Then number six, very, very powerful one, presuppositions of time. We're listening for verb tense, past, present, and future. And also words like stop, now, and yet. So, for instance, if I was to say to you, stop now, and go inside, and notice the internal representations that you have, what did you actually do when you heard that? Most people will actually stop now. For a moment, their mind will go blank and time will stop. This really enables you to put other things into their internal representations. If someone was going down a track you didn't really want them to go, you could say, that's very good, excellent, and, just for a moment, stop now, and consider other options. A very powerful linguistic structure. Then we have yet. Yet presupposes that something hasn't happened yet, and it will. So a student might say to me, I don't understand presuppositions. I can say, that's right. You don't understand presuppositions yet. And that's because we haven't covered the one thing that will have you totally understand presuppositions right now. If I notice a student nodding back at me, that means they've accepted the presupposition. It is plausible. If I then say to them, would you like me to cover that one thing next? And of course, because they want to understand it, they're going to say, yeah, please, David, please cover it. I can just teach them the next thing I was going to cover anyway. Once I've covered that, they'll go into a state of understanding because we've linked time, a yet, and cause and effect. Very, very powerful linguistic structure. Paste the problem, say they haven't understood it yet, and that's because, and you put a cause and effect statement in there, and then you create the cause to have them have the effect of understanding presuppositions.